You're listening to the BTS Podcast, and I am your host. I go by many names. BG3000. 50 Shades of Black. And oh yes, ladies. Splish, splash, the Black Aquaman. It's been a while since I swam in your waters, but I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the holiday season. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas and all that other good jazz. Hoes, hoes, hoes. Hoes, hoes, hoes. Where are the hoes? Come put some of that white snow all over this black dick, ladies. Mrs. Claus, shout out to you, baby. I love those old wrinkled white lips, but not on my dick. Believe me. Ladies and gentlemen, we went from January all the way to December. And this is the end of year podcast. The Christmas, the Rated X edition. Xmas. Come jingle my balls, ladies. Come jingle it. Jingle them all the way. Let me spill that cum all over my belly. And then I just grab a towel. Matter of fact, I just grab your shirt. Clean it off. Wipe it off. Throw a hoop. Kobe. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, again, this is the end of the podcast, the end of the year, until 2022, it's the holiday edition. The engineer wanted to play Christmas music. We thought about it, but we'll bump heads, maybe next year, but this is a solo venture, and tonight and tomorrow, today's episode, we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is Toy Story. It's basically, ladies and gentlemen, a good-hearted cowboy dog who belongs to a young boy named Andy. He sees his position as Andy's favorite toy. Yada, 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 bop, bop, bop. You know, cowboy, and they got Buzz Lightyear. I mean, they made four of them, ladies and gentlemen. This movie, the original one came out in 1995. Stars Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, the rest of them Jamokes. I mean, probably wouldn't he really know, man, be honest with you. So we're going to rock it like this, ladies and gentlemen. It'd have been great if they could stop making a movie. Just leave it the way it is. It's great, but y'all got to keep making them. So again, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's mantra is Toy Story. And we're going to dive into this for the last time. The solo mission. Mike Jackson is solo by himself. And we're going to make the best of it, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm waiting for my engineer to go ahead and crank everything down. While he's doing that, we're going to get a shout out to the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Mr. Hendricks. And of course, my main man, Osmosis. Big Mo. Hold me down, Big Mo. Not with that jacket, baby. That jacket is coming off soon, baby. It's getting too snug for me, man, you know. I'm trying to get my arms swole up. Arms swole up. Summertime, baby. When the soldier's going to be warm, baby. All right, engineer. What we got here? All right, ladies and gentlemen. We talking about... Cut that. We talking about Toy Story. So, we just going to go with a little mix here and there again. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the Black Aquaman. I love toys. I love bringing them to the bedroom. Anything I bring into the bedroom, I consider a toy. I mean, I even put a bottle up a girl's pussy one time. A wine cooler bottle. I shoved it up her pussy. She loved it. She really did love. She was coming and everything. She loved it. Believe me. So I will grab anything in the moment. I ain't gonna say grab anything, but you know, we gotta be in that nasty fucking sexy moment. You know, I'll grab some things, you know, I'll do some nasty shit. She told me to put a fucking telephone cord around her neck, choke her while I'm fucking the doggy style. Yes, I would do it. So anything I bring or use to me would be considered a toy. So I think the first time I used a toy, I bought a vibrator. I don't know what made me do it. I guess this is just from just watching TV shows and watching movies. And I just bought a small one, a little small vibrator, man. And I used it, and it was it did its thing, you know. I mean, at that time I didn't really know what the fuck I was doing, but just thinking that you gotta put it inside a pussy, and that's it. It's more than just doing that, you know. I was young, didn't know what the fuck I was doing, but you know, as I go along with experience, the boy is awesome now. Trust me, the gadgets got even better. You know, if you're familiar with Batman when he first started out, he had all that good shit. Spider-Man, he first started out, he had all that good shit. He had a handmade costume. If you've seen Spider-Man's first costume or Batman's first outfit. And if you look later on now, his costume got better. My toys got better. So I started out with the small vibrator and some handcuffs. I've dealt with some girls where I've seen their vibrators were just banana size, fist, long arm, dildos. You know, I just can't see myself standing in line and like, or even ordering one. And like, oh shit, my big dick dildo just came in the mail. I just can't see myself doing that. So, I'm in the deal in the little vibrators that I buy. I don't even get dildos. It's little vibrators. You know, they're shaped like a cone, little cone heads. So I'm not getting anything shaped like no dick. That's just ridiculous. Just in case, you know, my friends that's on the other side of the fence, just let you know now, the Black Goggle Man don't buy no dicks. I have my own. I use that. That's the prize. So we'll just continue to use those little cone-shaped ones, little small ones. I first used it on this chick, and, you know, I got some, I just liked the way the mood everything was set was using on it, and it just... You know, I guess just makes me get a little bit more excited, you know, when I'm seeing a girl getting off to that shit. But I don't like using toys too much. It's just what I got in my bag. Handcuffs. I had a girl use a vibrating penis ring on me before. You know, it was pretty tight on my dick. And what it's supposed to do is goes around your dick, and then when you it vibrates towards her clit. But it was very uncomfortable for me. I really wasn't digging that. That was her toy. And it was squeezing the shit out of my dick. And I advise, you know, me, I don't know, I can't tell for anybody else, but I don't like, you know, I don't advise that, you know, no. I use no cock rings no more. We could damn that. There's also some nipple teasers. I would like to try to get a purchase a couple of those. You know. And the penis pump? Nah, I ain't using no penis pump. My dick can't get hard. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It just ain't gonna get hard. You just gonna have to use that mouth and them lips and that tongue to pump my dick up. I'm not putting no type of contraption over my penis with some kind of balloon to pump my dick up. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing Viagra. I'm not doing Cialis. All that is in my blood. My dick can't get hard. Either a couple of things. You're not doing something right, your pussy stinks, or I'm just not into you. So do something, get it hard, get it right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see here. I also seen Pearl Clutches. She sent me something where it's like a swing. It's a girl getting inside this kind of contraption and can swing. And I assume that the man stands up and you swing. And your legs are like spread it wide open, and she's doing that, which is cool. You know, I looked at it, but you know, when I get everything set up, I'm gonna have me a sex dungeon. That's what I want to have, a sex dungeon. And I'm gonna have all kind of shit down there. So if you want to swim the Black Aquaman's waters, I mean, you're not always gonna come in a sex dungeon. I try to get it, you know, I try to get things set up nice right now, so. You don't know what you're going to get when you come through when you're swimming through my waters. When you come to Atlantis, you don't know what kind of waters you're going to get into. So one day you might get a little regular, you know. I know right now I got a little I got a toy right now that's you know, we high tech now. So I got a little how do you say, a watch. You know, you push a little button, you know, and it vibrates. I push the watch, it kind of and it controls the vibrator. So this little, you know, they got a little high tech. So I like that little toy there. So again, we got the penis pump. We got the vibrating penis ring, nipple teasers. We got something else I would really like to get is the under the bed restraint system. That's when I can strap these hookers down. For lack of better words, ladies and gentlemen, when I say hooker, I don't mean that you day-to-day hookers. But, you know, I strap the young lady to the bed where she can't move. Because when a black goggle man is looking at pussy, I mean, they just wiggling and moving. They, you know, I want to drain you. I want your eyes all crossed up in the back of your head. I want your pussy making all kind of fart noises and squirting and screaming. I can't have you moving and jerking all over the place and trying to crush my brain. So I need to restrain you while I'm looking at pussy, ladies. Now, if you're a soldier, you know, I had a couple girls that were some soldiers, like, hey, you want this pussy, go ahead. I'm going to shove your head right down there, and I'm going to keep stay down there. Soldiers. You know, I like that. No wiggling, no moving around, no squirming. She's like, oh, yeah, you gonna lick this pussy. And that's what I like. I like soldiers like that. Take it. Take it to you, say, you know what? You got to give me that dick. Give me that dick because you sucking this pussy too good. So right now, I'm going to give you a shout out to them soldiers right now. We low on the budget today. It's the end of the year, so we ain't going to do too much to sound effects, but, you know, we ain't messing with that. But again, I would really like that. The restraint system. I need that. Might be coming soon. You may hear about it. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and wet my beak here. It's been quite a while since I did the podcast, you know, so end of the year. We ain't doing one for New Year's, nothing like that, but we're going to come back. We ain't going to do too much this episode, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to see here. Have a girl ever put me in handcuffs before? Yeah. But it wasn't, you know, she ain't really doing it. She put me in handcuffs, but we're going to do something, ladies and gentlemen. Just put me some handcuffs. Give me some long head, some long, deep head, or put me in handcuffs and just get on top of me, try to ride my dick, try to make me come, do all this twiddling in my nipples and doing, I mean, do something nice, do something nasty, you know, I want you to do some nasty shit, don't, you know, I want you to do all the way triple X, I mean, the girl that I had that was just put me in handcuffs was, I can't even remember it, if it was any good, I would remember it. I just basically know it was what it was, you know. It wasn't all that great. But, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much for the toys, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Engineer's looking at me again, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to try to make this. This is a small holiday short podcast. Solo venture. And we just going to dive right into it. I'm checking my engineer out. You go ahead and do that while I'm just wetting my beak here, brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We got like, we in 15? All right. Where we at here? All right. Show notes, baby. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here. We're going to change that up real quick. Let's see here. What do we have here? All right. Let's see here. This is the end of the year podcast show notes here. So this is what we're going to do for the end of the year. Our first question is, what was your favorite show this year? You know what? I haven't gone back and listened to any of the episodes this year, but the first episode that comes to my mind would be, I think I did, the one I like this year that I did was Sleeping with the Enemy. It was a episode that I did beginning of the year. It came to me quick, simple. Again, I was thinking about it around this time last year, the episode I was going to come up with. And for people that didn't listen or don't know, that's basically the condom story. So shout out to that dirty hooker that used that condom. What's up, baby? Dang, that'll be one of my favorites. Yeah. 40-Year Virgin was cool. 40-Year Virgin, again, that's pretty far with the numbers-wise, that was pretty good. Let's see here. I think I did one with Mr. Hendrix. That was pretty good. And I don't know if we did anything with the league this year. I think we were supposed to do one, a Get Out. We were supposed to finish the Get Out. We never got that one. And the one with my last one would probably be GD, but the one I me personally that I like was Sleeping with the Enemy, coming out beginning of the year, was cool. I like that. That was cool. Alright, let's see here. What is your sexual Christmas wish list? What would be my sexual Christmas wish list? Let's see. In the real world, my sexual Christmas wish list. Man, shit. Oh, that's a good one. Man, this is in the real world. Coming through the door. She got on red and green. You know, lace. Yeah, red and green, you know, the lipstick, everything, the full, this ass, everything. I'm seeing these titties see-through, and I'm just coming through, she ready. Sucking my dick, fucking me good, you know, and after that, hey, do what you want to do, man. Watch TV, play video games, in a real world. That's all right with me right there. I'm cool with that. Let's see here. What will be your sexual New Year's resolution? My sexual New Year's resolution is to get better. To be better, man. To make you come more. To bust more nuts. Spill more nuts. I mean, always, you know me. I always try to think something to elevate myself. Ladies, I try to think to elevate you. So if you want to see the Black Aquaman, if you heard about him in your waters, you tell me what your sexual New Year's resolution is. Holla at me. Alright. A show that you didn't like this season. There's a couple of them that I plowed through. You know, I was just either, you know, I was on another planet, or another moon. It will probably be Disaster Artist. Or Phone Booth. That'll probably be it. I know, because all the other ones, you know, with my guests, like the rate, the numbers always high. Always high. Okay. Alright, let's see here. What sex toys would you like on your Christmas Xmas list? And we just talked about this now. That under the bed restraint system, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen it, please go look at that thing. And if you know the Black Aquaman, put that in his Amazon wish list and go ahead and send it to me. Trust me, I'll put it to use, good use. And trust me, I will wash it. No worry. You ain't gonna worry about getting COVID or Corona. The Rona. I wash it. It's going around your arms and your legs. That's it. Not touching your pussy. Not touching your titties. And trust me, I'll sanitize it. Lysol and everything on it. You ain't gotta worry about it. But I would like that, ladies and gentlemen. The under the bed restraint system. Matter of fact, if you're ashamed to order it, just send me a gift card. I get it. All right. Let's see here. If she or he, I think I answered this before, question before. This is from my man, Big Mo. If she or he doesn't give head, would you still sleep with them? Of course. Yeah, but after a while, you know, the first day is not, it's not necessary. It's not necessary, but after a while, you know, it's just like, you know, because I did have, I used to talk to this white girl. You know, she was just like, don't tell me to suck your dick. I just want to do it on my own. And the bitch never sucked my dick. And either she was bad at it. But that was, if this was the new age Black Aquaman, that bitch would have been sucking dick. Trust me. Believe me. You know, we ain't going to get no domination on this side, baby. So, yeah. But, you know, it's not, you know, again, I'm into giving women pleasure. I'm not a selfish lover. You know, because I'm going to get mine, you know. And again, even if you suck my dick for 2 minutes, I'm cool. As long as you sucked it, you know. You ain't got to be down there scarfing for 10 hours. Unless you like to scarf. But, you know, I'm the one that's the pleasure king. I'm the sex god. Add that to the new name. It's another question by the Moses. How much should you be willing to spend on the first date? That's a good question, brother. To me, if you're having a good time and everything's vibing, everything's cool, I don't really. Oh, what you doing, man? Come on now. Yeah, we going. I guess he said see you later. Engineer, he's a funny guy there. I will say it just all depends, man. Because I've been on a couple of dates where we were just vibing, and you know, I'm just I really didn't too concerned about what we paying. But we're not gonna be doing a food excursions and you just ordering all kind of shit on the menu and you flip it on the back. We order on. No. I gotta feel some type of energy from you. I gotta feel the vibe. Like, all right, we going somewhere. Everything's doing good. But if I don't feel that, yeah, we're going to cut it right here. Let me get I'm good for me. Let me get a water. You know, matter of fact, go ahead and bring that check. Yeah, we about to cut your food limitation off, woman. Yeah. Let's see. What is this right here? Does a woman's past matter? I mean, it could be yes or no. I mean, especially if if I'm going to marry this lady, or, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to marry nobody. I didn't know she was a hooker like 20 years ago. And I'm like, damn, this bitch was a hooker? I mean, I know it's your past. You know, again, I used to talk to somebody that, you know, I asked about, you know me, I'm going to ask the questions, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause I'm a questions guy, you know. I asked a girl one time how many guys she slept with. You know, she told me a number, and it was like, literally, it was like a whole classroom. I'm like, damn. You know, I mean, again, I can't throw rocks at a glass house, because look, you know, I could talk about myself. Not saying my numbers are super high, ladies and gentlemen, but, you know, it just all depends, man. It just all depends what kind of past was it, you know. If you were selling your body or something like that. Or, you know, if you was giving ass up for coke or weed or, you know, heroin or something like that. I don't know. I just can't. I don't know. You know, I stand on some types of principles and morals. Now, don't get me wrong. I have bettered a lot of those ladies. But being with them long term, I don't know, you know. Sex parties, threesomes, fivesomes. I don't know, man. Because, you know, not too long ago, my boy was, he showed me a picture of this girl. You know what I'm saying? Me and him, we fucked her, basically. And he showed me a picture of her with her husband now. And he said, little does he know that me and you fucked his wife. And basically, she was telling him that, you know, she did all the sexual shit to him. because she was basically trying to get in training for her future husband. And this guy was smiling in the picture like Carlton Banks. And I don't even know if he knew his past of his lady's past. But man, if he knew, I was trying to knock that wig off her head that night. Only if he knew. But yeah, I mean, yeah, me, my personally, I mean, I gotta act sometimes, man. And sometimes it does to me. It does. It can be. It could be an issue for me myself, you know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we coming down to the wire. Have you been naughty or nice this year, ladies and gentlemen? You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a cool brother. You know, I hate to say it, you know. I just like to show it. I don't like to talk. I just like to see it for yourself. I'm a nice man. I'm a nice Christian man. And I do like naughty women though. But when you get to that bedroom, ladies and gentlemen, I just turn to somebody totally different. But yeah, for the Xmas Christmas licks, ladies and gentlemen, I have been very, very nice. Nice to you ladies. And that is it, ladies and gentlemen, for the BTS podcast. For the end of the year. Tonight's story was Toy Story. And we just went over a few things. And again, I'd like to give a shout out to the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Hopefully, we will be back next year in 2022 with some more stories. And hopefully, we get that Get Out story or whatever the story is going to be. Again, shout out to Big Mo, Pearl Clutcher. Shout out to Alexis. And shout out to my man, Big Mo. And shout out to everybody that listened to the BTS podcast in 2021. And I can't go through all the cities, but you know, DC, Maryland, Virginia, what's going down in the burgs. Just basically the stuff I know. Cali, Dallas. You know, if you need to reach me, it's BG3000 on the Twitters. BTS Podcast 69 on IG. I call it the Graham Cracker. I'm on there once in a while, ladies and gentlemen. All I do is put up smut, you know, whenever I'm on there. And if you need to email me, you can email me at cadee68@yahoo.com. And please stop emailing me these felonious links to these porn sites, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the porn. Come watch me. Stop sending me that foolishness, man. So shout out to all my fans, and we're going to be back next year for the BTS podcast in 2022 in January. And we're going to start it out right, ladies and gentlemen. So my engineer played me out, so everybody have a good Christmas. Get your balls jingled. Get your click, click. Get your back reached for the New Year's. Because the Black Aquaman is going to be swimming deep, baby. Deep in them cold winter waters. And y'all have a good new year. Holla, holla, holla back.